You are the confidence that I am. You are the confidence that I am. You are the confidence that I am. Jesus, you are the confidence that I am. Say, you are the confidence that I am.
How many of us here have faith in God? Right on the confidence that I am. You are the confidence. You are the confidence that I am.
You'll be my help in ages past. You'll be my help in ages past. You have helped me before. You can see help me. You are the You'll be my help in ages past. You'll be my help.
Acquiring knowledge, but doesn't have understanding. So let's know that knowledge is different from understanding. Do we agree to that? Good. Thomas, in John chapter 14, 1 to 9, when Jesus said he was going to prepare a place, Thomas said, "Sir, where you are going, we don't know. Even the way there, we don't know." And Jesus said, have I been with you for this long a time? Don't you know that I'm the way, I'm the truth, I'm the life? He has been with Jesus. He has had Jesus teach. He has memorized what Jesus taught. But he had no understanding of what Jesus was talking about. So knowledge is different from understanding. So what then is knowledge? Knowledge is the accumulation of information and facts which may be through education or experience. Knowledge is the accumulation of information and facts which may be through education or experience. And that's why in 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 15, 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 15, Apostle Paul admonished Timothy, study to show yourself approved. Study, acquire knowledge. Study. So studying and training are ways of acquiring knowledge in your subject. As an accountant, as an engineer, you must study. It's a way of acquiring knowledge. It's a way for you to be aware of what is going on. So knowledge is awareness, and knowledge is power. Knowledge is awareness, and knowledge is power. If you don't know what is happening around you, you cannot claim to have knowledge. In Philippians chapter 3 verse 10, Philippians chapter 3 verse 10, Apostle Paul said that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. The more you know, the more powerful you become. So that's knowledge. You study to know, not to gain knowledge. Continuous study, not to lose knowledge. But then, what is wisdom? Our brother has defined wisdom for us as the correct application of knowledge. That's true. Wisdom is the quality of having a good judgment or correct judgment based on knowledge. Wisdom is the ability to have a good judgment or a correct judgment that is based on knowledge. Knowledge alone does not get you far. You need wisdom to move towards your goal. And wisdom is the quality of having a good judgment or a correct judgment based on knowledge. Wisdom is premised on knowledge. Wisdom is the decision or choice you make from knowledge. That's why they will say this is a wise person. He has made the right decision. This is a foolish person. Yeah, both of them may have the same knowledge. For example, a medical doctor has the knowledge of abortion and has the knowledge of safe delivery. If he chooses to follow the route of abortion, it's a decision that is made. If he chooses to follow the route of whatever, it's a decision. Both of them will make money. But one has decided this is the way I want to make money. One has decided this is the way I want to make money. Both of them took decisions based on the knowledge they have acquired. The fear of the Lord, the word of God says, is the beginning of wisdom. What is the fear of the Lord? Can somebody tell us? Can somebody tell us? Is the fear of God knowledge? Is it knowledge? What is it? They said it's the beginning of wisdom. Abi? So what is the fear of the Lord? The fear of the Lord is the decision you make. You can make a decision that say, I will not fear the Lord. I will fear the Lord. It's a decision. So wisdom is the decision you make from the knowledge you have acquired. The woman with the issue of blood knew that Jesus is a healer. That was knowledge. But she made a decision that I will go and meet him. It's a decision. That's wisdom. We are not going to get far if we rely on knowledge alone. Everyone has knowledge in one area or the other, and it's not moving them far. We need to ask God for wisdom. Having acquired knowledge, we must ask God for wisdom. Because the word of God says, wisdom is the principal thing. And that was what having acquired knowledge about how to rule and reign, Solomon still asks for wisdom. He has seen his father rule. He has read about rulership. Left alone, he can rule. He has the knowledge to rule. But he asks for wisdom to take the right decisions. And you saw that when two women were fighting over one child. Is that not so? He took the right decision. So wisdom is the decision you make. And I'm praying to the Almighty, in your business, in your vocation, the Spirit of God will help you to make the right decisions. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I can't hear your amen. Amen. So then, because of time, what is understanding? We have seen knowledge, accumulation of facts and information. We have seen wisdom, the application onto a decision. You must make a decision from your knowledge. You must make a decision from that knowledge. It's useless. Knowledge alone is good, but it won't take you far. But then, having made that decision, it's not enough. That takes me to understanding. The word of God says in 1 Chronicles chapter 12, verse 30, he said, there are some people called the children of Issachar. He said, they had understanding of times, and their brethren were at their beck and call. Bible did not say they have knowledge. Bible not talk about wisdom for the sons of Issachar. Bible only said they have what? I can't hear you. What? Understanding. And that's why the word of God says, with all your getting, in your field of endeavor, in your vocation, get understanding. Haven't gotten wisdom with all that is in you. Get understanding. So what then is understanding? To have understanding, you must have knowledge. To have understanding, you must have wisdom first. And then you put them into action. Wisdom does not drive itself. Knowledge does not drive itself. You put them into action. Without practicing and executing your knowledge and choice that you have made, you cannot achieve destiny. Please write that one down. Without executing the knowledge and the action and decisions that you have made, the choice you have made, you cannot achieve destiny. Both of them will perish without understanding. Let me repeat that again, please. You have acquired knowledge in a vocation. You have acquired knowledge in a trade. You have acquired knowledge in a profession. And you have even had the wisdom, the ability to choose and decide. Without understanding, both of them will perish. None of them can stand without understanding. A person has to know. A person has to make a choice. And then you practice the choice that you have made. Understanding is practicing. Understanding is going forward. Understanding is walking the talk. A lot of us leave these things on the table. Oh, what a great idea. You left it on the table. Oh, what a great knowledge you have acquired. What a great wisdom you have. You left it on the table. It's going to perish there. Great ideas have perished because there's no understanding. Understanding tells you the time to start. Understanding tells you the people to call. Understanding tells you a lot more than wisdom tells you. Understanding is putting things in action. Understanding moves you towards your destiny. How many of you have had very wonderful ideas? And when you share with people, they say, what an idea. This must be from the gods. But those ideas perish if they are not put into action. That's why the word of God says, with all getting, whatever it will cost you, try and get understanding. And the Almighty will grant you understanding in Jesus' name. The woman with the issue of blood had knowledge about the power of Jesus to heal. That was knowledge. Somebody told her. She read it. Now she said, what am I going to do with this? Now wisdom came. Wisdom is that, let me look for him. Let me find him. I haven't found him. Understanding came in. Because nobody told her that when you touch the hem of his garments, you will be healed. But understanding, in other words, it's going to be hard for Jesus to pray for me here. It's going to be difficult for me to have a one-on-one on him, with him. But understanding came in. That if only you can actualize and activate your faith and touch the hem of his garment, she put forth her hand in action. That's understanding. In 2 Kings chapter 4, the woman, the widow of the prophet, of the son of the prophet, had the knowledge that poverty is not good, had the wisdom to go to the man of God, and had the understanding that whatever that man tells me to do, let me do it. The wisdom to go to the man of God is not enough. Hey, what do you have in the house? I have oil in the house. All right, go and do this and do that. And she gets to the house and she doesn't do anything. She's going to die of poverty. She will have, anyway, they will have carried the children away. So understanding is putting that into action. And this morning, the Almighty will grant you understanding of things to do in Jesus' name. The Yorubas have a saying, "Point about ta, chilama to, ta about onko, oma deroni de." In other words, when a hunter sights a prey and shoots the prey, bah! And he turns back and goes home. Tabata. Now that direction where he shot, he must walk that direction. Otherwise, it becomes a useless venture. Because that is where he's going to find that dead meat. That's where he's going to find the reward of his action. We leave things too soon. I have gotten knowledge in school. Yes, good, sir. Good man. Oh, I've acquired wisdom on how to do this thing. Have you done it? Have you done it? Understanding is doing what you have acquired. Let me round up. By talking about Joseph. I want to show you that understanding is what you should, apart from, don't stop asking for wisdom. Don't stop at the wisdom level. When Joseph had that dream, that there was going to be famine, or rather when he interpreted the dream of Pharaoh. Beloved, the Bible don't tell us about this man having a master's degree in economics. The Bible did not say that he had managed a nation before. Are you following what I'm saying? So when he interpreted the dream, Pharaoh was a very wise person. The problem we have in Nigeria is that we have things in segments. We have those that have knowledge in the university, professors and dons, they have knowledge. But most of them don't have the wisdom. We have those that have the wisdom. That's why they put together a think tank. This is what we know about wisdom, but then let's put these people together. And then those people sit for months and they produce what they call a white paper. Is that not so? That knowledge, that white paper is useless. Unless you have a team to implement that. That's why economic policies go wrong. Because the knowledge is separate. The people that have the knowledge is separate from people that have the wisdom. And it's separate from the people that are implementing. That was what Pharaoh joined together in Joseph. Oh, this is the revelation. This is the interpretation of your dream. I counsel you, sir. Look for a man that will execute. And Pharaoh said, where can we get that such a man? If not from that the Lord has chosen. Organizations don't separate the wisdom from the understanding. You go to an organization with an idea, what they will ask you is that, can you implement this idea? It is the era of implementation that takes you to the top. Is it the implementation that takes you to your destiny? Is it the understanding of what to do and doing it that brings reward to you? I'm praying for you this morning that the Almighty, having given you wisdom, will give you understanding. Say a good amen to that. It's another thing to have wisdom. It's a totally different thing to implement what you have decided to do. Wisdom is the choice you make. Understanding is the implementation of that choice. Decisions don't implement themselves. The place of understanding is missing in us as workers, as members of staff, even as entrepreneurs. And that is the problem that is robbing us of dominion. Joseph excelled by understanding, because it was not going to be easy to implement that policy. But through the spirit of understanding, he implemented it. Solomon, that my brother spoke about, asked for wisdom. If God had stopped at wisdom, Solomon would have been a failure. Are you following me this morning? Because God gave him not only wisdom, he gave him understanding. Rise up on your feet. Not only did he give him wisdom, he also gave him understanding. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. You see, in Christ, everything was put together. Because the word of God now says that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One, that's understanding. In other words, to come to the place of great understanding, you must give your life to Jesus. You must start with him. Before you walk with him, you must start with him. You must give your life to him. And walking with him is in sanctification. Walking with him is in holiness. For two cannot walk together except they agree. Amos 3:3. And therefore, is somebody here this morning? Oh. You know that you need him more than you even think. And that's why things are not really, really working. There's too much a life of struggle. Will you consider if God gives you knowledge and tops it with wisdom and then caps it with understanding? Don't you know that life will be easier for you? When he said, I have come that you have life and have it in abundance, he's talking of those three things put together. Any man that has those three things cannot fail in life. But the starting point is Christ. Are you here this morning? Are you here? I'm not playing church. I'm not talking church. I'm just talking a personal relationship with the master. Are you here this morning? Please search your hearts. Stop deceiving yourself. Oh, you may even think you are a son of God. But Alebashu, one or what? Oh, shekini. Everybody, but till I bash you, oh, one more tear. It is the one that sleeps in the palace that is the son of the king. Are you here this morning? You know that you are not giving your life to him, you are just playing church. Please, I beg you in the name of the Lord. Wisdom is begging you. Understanding is beckoning at you to surrender your life. Are you here this morning? If you are here, you want to really, really surrender your life. Can I have your hands up? Just your right hand up. I may not even call you out. I will just pray for you from here. Are you here this morning? I'm begging you. God has sent this word to you.
That I know. There is no other name that can save me. There is no other name that can heal. There is no other name we can trust. There is no other name. No other name. There is no other name that can save. There is no There is no other name we can trust.
Your name, it fills the air. We cry out your name, Jesus, Jesus, my joy and passion, joy and passion. Your love, it covers me. I worship.